From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, the PH Miracle. I'm going to do something dramatic for you. Dr. Robert Young, PhD, has been widely recognized as one of the top research scientists in the world throughout his career. His research has been focused at the cellular level, having a specialty in cellular nutrition. Dr. Young has devoted his life to researching the true causes of disease and subsequently developing a new biology to help people balance their life. Dr. Young has devoted his career to the discovery of the missing links and pieces necessary to complete the larger picture of health. Talking about his work, the PH Miracle. Robert, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, George. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. I'm going to tell you a great story. 2 years ago, I went and got a glucose test. And my doctor said, you know what? You could be pre-diabetic. And I went, what? And he said, you might have type 2 diabetes. These numbers are way too high. You did fast last night, right? And I said, yeah. I said, I haven't eaten anything in about 18 hours. And he said, these numbers are way too high. He said, you've got to, you know, you're not heavy, but you've got to lose some weight and you got to go on a special program. I went online, Robert, and I found your book, The PH Miracle. Ironically, I bought it and I went through it. I did almost everything in the book. I went back a year later. I dropped about 15 pounds. I wasn't heavy, but I mean, I felt and looked better. And my glucose level was within the normal range.
Congratulations.
The doctor was in shock. He said, I've got to tell you, in all my life, I've never seen anybody in a year get those numbers to this point. And I mean, it's not like you came in and you were really obese. How did you do this? And I told him, I said, I picked up the book, The PH Miracle, and I went through the steps and I'm drinking the powdered green juices now. And I went through it all, you know, the pH test strips, the works. He was amazed. Not a lot of medical doctors are even aware of what they can do. That's what's so amazing.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they associate diabetes with a sugar problem, but don't realize that excess sugars are acidic waste products due to cellular breakdown, and that cellular breakdown really relates specifically to what you're eating, what you're drinking, and even what you're thinking. So diabetes is really a problem with excess acidity and obesity that we call a diobesity, which is related to excess sugars, is the way the body protects itself. It protects itself by packing on the pounds to literally deposit those excess acidic products, including sugars, into the fatty tissues. So the body protects itself. And that's why our children are getting fat, because they're living and eating an acidic lifestyle and diet. And diabetes is on the, well, it's epidemic,
right,
epidemic around the world. And the reason why is because they're buying into this, and the parents don't understand that the difference between an alkaline lifestyle and acidic lifestyle and how to manage and maintain the alkaline design of our bodies. And it's very simple. And so the book that you read, The PH Miracle, we also have one that we've written called The PH Miracle for Diabetes, actually outlines how simple it is, and you can do this at home, to reverse not only type 2 diabetes, which is probably, George, what you were diagnosed with, but also type 1. So we're having success with reversing type 1 diabetes, which is a insulin-dependent form of diabetes, and kids are getting off their injections because we're teaching parents that diabetes is an acid problem that's directly related to two things. One, what you're eating, what you're drinking and thinking, and then how that acidic diet affects the health of the small and large intestine. Diabetes starts in the gut, in the core, and when that's not healthy, then that's when blood sugars rise. The body requires more and more energy by breaking down cells or releasing energy from its energy stores to maintain life force energy, because there's congestion or damage to the delicate intestinal villi, which I call the root system of the body. And so we've had wonderful success in helping children around the world, as well as
adults
and
sure.
adults, with this problem.
Well, it works, and I'm a living testimony to it.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting. I'm always happy to hear that people are just buying the book, applying the principles. Even if they only do them partially, you're going to get a benefit from this. And it doesn't matter whether it's diabetes or if it's multiple sclerosis or if it's cataracts or if it's neuropathy or even cancer or even HIV or AIDS symptomologies. Anyone that applies the principles that I teach will actually receive a benefit of good health, living longer and feeling younger. And those are the benefits of this program.
Absolutely. Let's talk about pH, the pH miracle. Tell me about that.
Well, pH is an acronym, and I affectionately say the pH stands for perfectly healthy, but in chemical terms, in chemistry, it stands for the potential of hydrogen. And that's probably more information than you really want to know out there. But really, what we're measuring is a balance between two opposites. One is acid and one is alkaline. I mean, you probably remember seeing like the letters pH on shampoo. It's pH balance.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Or in a swimming pool.
I mean, when you test your swimming pool water, they're testing for that delicate pH. And when the water becomes acidic, well, what shows up? Bacteria, algae. And when the water is alkaline, on this scale between acid and alkalinity, then the water is pristine and stays in its natural healthy state.
Robert, if you're going to be one or the other, I know we want balance. We're going to talk about that tonight and how we can do that. But if you were going to have one or the other out of whack, would you prefer to be more alkaline than acidic?
Yeah, the body tolerates alkalinity very well, but it does not do well in acidic environments. In fact, the body will do everything it can to remove acidic waste products, because when we're breathing out, we're exhaling an acid called carbon dioxide. Okay, so we breathe oxygen in, which is alkalizing, and we breathe out carbon dioxide. And we all know that if we hold our breath for 2 or 3 minutes, that when we hold that acid in, we pass out. Well, the same thing happens when we're eating the wrong kinds of foods. But you want to be slightly alkaline, and as a point of chemistry, the blood pH and the tissue pH are naturally alkaline on a scale that goes from 0 to 14, 7 being neutral. Slightly alkaline, it's 7.365 to 7.4. And the body, specifically the blood, will do everything it can to maintain that delicate balance. And as it's maintaining the delicate balance of the blood, because what happens is when you're breathing and thinking and your heart is beating and you're exercising, you're producing acids. We all have experienced the negative effects of acid when we've over-exercised.
And doesn't cancer live in an acidic body?
Well, cancer, another word for cancer, I say it's a four-letter word, is ACID. Rather than TUMS. But it's interesting, TUMS has an alkalizing compound that neutralizes acid. Cancer is actually, listen to me carefully on this for all those who are listening, cancer is actually a liquid, not a cell. And so there's no...
Some say, Robert, it's a fungus. Do you agree with that?
Well, I used to. In fact, I wrote about it, and Dr. Simoncini picked that up from my Sick and Tired book, and he's... perpetuated, because that's what I was teaching in the 80s.
That's what he says.
Exactly. Fungus or yeast or molds are always present in a cancerous body, but they're not the cause of cancer. Cancer is the body's inability to remove its own waste products to maintain that delicate pH balance of the blood, because life and death is in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It pushes out these waste products into the connective tissue, causing fibromyalgia, or into the muscles, or into the fatty tissues. But if the acid, for example, when you're exercising and over-exercising, you produce an acid called lactic acid. And that acid is very painful. We've all experienced it. If that acid is not removed, it will break down the tissue, causing cancerous cells. So You know, cancer is more of an adjective explaining what's happening to the body, but the true cause of cancer is metabolic or dietary waste products that have not been eliminated properly out of the four channels of elimination, such as urination. I say, you want to be healthy, you've got to pee your way to health. Defecation, you've got to remove the bowels on a daily basis 3 to 5 times a day. Perspiration, you have to sweat. If you're not sweating, you're not exercising, but you've got to get these out. And then, of course, respiration, these acids coming out through the mouth. Because what I learned after 30 years of research is two basic premises, or my hypothesis. And the first one is that the human body in its perfect health, perfect pH, is alkaline by design. We were born alkaline. And within an alkaline design environment, this is when you have vitality. This is when you have energy. This is when you have fitness. This is when you have cognitive functions, you know, that are sharp. And when we're in an acidic environment, we experience experience tiredness and fatigue, and we experience irritations and sensitivities and allergies, and then it goes to inflammation. In fact, I've said that you cannot have pain without acid or acid without pain. I refer to that as stage 4 acidosis.
All right, that's a good point. Now, let's get into some of this work on the pH miracle and, of course, the balance. What should that balance be?
The balance of the human body fluids, and when we're born, we're 90% fluid. As we get older and as we become less hydrated, we've accepted as normal, which is not normal, 70% water and 30% matter. But ideally, that number should be a lot higher. When we're dead, you know, it's below that 70 point. It's more like 60 or 50%. So what type of fluids should our cells be bathing in? Because the human cell is only as healthy as the water it's bathed in, such as a fish in the ocean is only as healthy as the water it swims in. And that water has a pH in the ocean of 8.3. Now, we have declining pHs in the ocean, and what is happening? Our oceans are being destroyed because we're dumping toxins or acidity into it.
They're dying, literally.
Literally dying because it's absorbing acid rain. We all know what acid rain looks like. It's called, you know, we've talked about global warming, but the oceans actually absorb those toxins. Our body, when it can't eliminate the toxins, absorbs those into the tissues, which causes irritation, inflammation, ulcerations, and then degeneration, which are just stages of acidosis. And so the key to health is to maintain the alkaline design and remembering this, which is my second hypothesis. There's two points. One, the human body is alkaline in its design, and two, all functions of the human body will eventually kill us. They're all as acid-producing. Breathing, thinking, moving, all produce waste products that, if not eliminated, will eventually kill us.
Now, what should that number be then, that balance?
The balance is between 7.365 on a scale from 0 to 14, 7 being the midpoint, 7.365 to 7.4. That's the very precise range of health, energy, and vitality.
Now, somebody may say, well, how do I know that? There are test strips that you can get. You can do saliva or the other thing and test it that way, right?
Absolutely. It's very simple. I mean, you can literally manage your health for less than $10. All you have to do is get what is called these pH hydrant strips, and you pull them off each morning, and you measure your urine first, because the first urine is the acids of that night. The most acidic time during the day is 2 a.m. in the morning. The most alkaline time of the day is 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Why is that?
Well, it's just the cycle. It's kind of like the oceans, ebbs and tides. And so there's a cycle within the body. And so when you are active and moving, the body is using its alkaline reserves to neutralize acidity. And we have specific glands in the body that secrete alkalinity, such as when you're putting food in your mouth, the salivary gland secretes sodium bicarbonate to neutralize acid. When you think about food, you start salivating. If you measure the pH of your saliva before you think about food, it's actually lower as you think about food or as you're eating food. The pH of your mouth actually increases to neutralize the acids that are created when you're masticating the food. Every process in the human organism is designed to alkalize our food to prepare it to become new stem cells that are actually built in the crypts of the small intestine.
And that's important, too. When these cells regenerate, you want them to be good ones, don't you?
Absolutely, and that really goes back to what you're eating. So getting back to the pH strips, you want to have the first urine, because when you're testing the urine, you're actually testing the pH of your tissue fluids. So the measurement is not a measurement of blood pH, but it's a measurement of tissue pH, because the tissues are always dumping into the blood, if it's not eliminated through the pores of the skin, into the blood, and you've been resting all night. And so the first urine is a representation of how acidic or how alkaline you are. And anyone who is diabetic, anyone who is cancerous, anyone who has any health challenge...
You're acidic, aren't you?
You'll find that your first urine is acidic. Now, there's a color scale, and it goes from clear to yellow, then it goes to green, and then it goes to blue, it goes to purple. And if it's yellow, you know you're acid. You know in the 5 to 6 range. If it's green, you know that you're balanced. You're right there around 7 to 7.5 in that area when you're testing your urine. And when it's above that, above 8, and that's okay, above you're actually going into the darker colors, the blues and the purples, your pH is at 8 or 9.
So,
and ideal, of course, is when you're testing the pH is to maintain the pH of the urine at 7.2 or greater. This is where you'll achieve the highest level of health. Now, on the saliva, what you're measuring is your reserves. It's kind of like looking at your gauge in your car, and you're trying to determine whether you need to fill it up with petrol or not. So you look at the gauge and say, oh, I'm full. Well, how would you know if you have enough or ample sodium bicarbonate or alkaline compounds, which the body produces, to neutralize the acids of the day, especially when you're more active during the day versus at night? You measure the saliva, which is actually the measurement of your alkaline reserves, and that also should measure 7.2 or greater.
And in the afternoon.
And you measure it throughout the day. It should be 7.2 or greater. You can measure before a meal. You can measure after a meal. But you measure it like 2 or 3 times during the day. And you measure your urine.
And you change your pH level, Robert, primarily by your diet?
You can change it with what you eat, what you drink, and even with your thoughts. Because even your thoughts turn to biology, meaning that your thoughts require energy, and that energy produces acid. So when you're more fearful, you have more anxiety, you're actually producing more acids than when you're at peace.
Do you feel better with a balanced level?
Oh, you actually do. You have more energy. You feel younger. You look younger. And, well, the test goes on. You know, I'm part of that test. But those who are actually doing this lifelong experiment by managing the pH of the internal fluids of the body, they, I believe, will live longer and live healthier.
We're going to come back with you in just a moment, Robert, and also get into how difficult is it to balance that level, you know, to get that precise 7.36 to 7.4 level. We'll be back. George Norrie back with Dr. Robert Young, the pH Miracle. This range, Robert, of 7.36 to 7.4, how
yes.
difficult is it to kind of get to that number?
Well, the body does a lot of this for you automatically, because if it didn't, you would die. So the critical pH of the blood is 7.365 to 7.4, and it manages that by taking alkalinity from your food. The electrolytes are very, very important. Potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium as being the primary element. I mean, our blood, our body fluids are water or salt water. And I love this little metaphor that we share with people, and that, I call it the fishbowl metaphor. And it goes, it starts out with a question: if the fish is sick, what would you do? Would you treat the fish, or would you change the water?
Or both, huh?
And ideally, the fish is only as healthy as the water it swims in.
That's
so
true.
Logically, I mean, if you put your common sense hat on, you would change the water. And so ideally, the best way to manage the pH of the fluids of the body is with what you drink. And since we are a body of water, water becomes the most significant aspect of managing good health, hydrating our bodies, not just with water in general, but with specific structurally functioned water that has a pH of at least 7.4 or greater.
So a couple pH drops in water, would that help?
Well, it does. I mean, the pH drops, which are a compound of either sodium chloride or potassium hydroxide, whatever it is, not to confuse you with the chemicals, but these pH drops, which have a pH of about 13 or 14, you don't take them directly. You put a couple of drops in your water, and it will structure the water and alkalize that water to a pH of 9.5.
I see. Okay.
And the whole idea is when we understand that our body runs on electricity. We are body electric, and it doesn't run on carbohydrates. It doesn't run on fats. It doesn't run on proteins. That we understand when we eat food, we eat for its electrical potential or its alkalizing potential. It helps us to understand now, why am I buying alkaline batteries? Why aren't I buying acid batteries? You see.
And by the way, when a battery leaks, isn't it the acid?
Exactly right. And this is the same thing in the human body. When you see toxins coming out of the skin, it expresses itself in acne, in blemishes.
That's right.
These are all acidic waste products that are coming out, and so we buy alkaline batteries because they have the life force energy. We plug in our cell phones to regenerate its electrical activity, recharge its battery, so that we have the life force energy to be able to use our phone. We do the same thing with our own bodies. In other words, we eat food not because of its caloric intake or its value, but we eat food for its electrical potential, its life force energy. And this is how we manage the pH of our bodies. When we're eating live foods, foods that are raw, foods that are fresh, foods that are organic, and for me, foods that are green, because green, when you're green, you're clean. And since one of the most important foods is green, because it contains a molecule called chlorophyll, which is foundational in building your blood. So by drinking or eating more green, alkaline, raw food, spinach, parsley, celery, cucumbers, one of my favorite is avocado. I call it God's butter. But these are things that I eat on a daily basis. Every time I start talking about this, because I know this has been in the news about Lance Armstrong and what is called blood doping,
yeah.
I'm going, here's an incredible athlete who all he had to do was understand the basic principles of how to build blood.
Naturally.
Without, naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, every day when you're drinking a green drink, every day when you're drinking water that has a pH that's alkaline, ideally at 9.5, and a lot of this stuff is sold in the stores, but you can also use the drops to create your own water, of course, purified clean water to help maintain that alkaline design. Just as you can imagine, our oceans, as they become more acidic, our fish are dying, our marine life, the coral reefs are being destroyed because of acidity. And that's what happens to our own bodies. And so when we're managing and maintaining the alkaline design of our bodies through a live, raw, alkaline green diet, we're accomplishing so much. And this is what I've been studying for the last 30 years is, as a scientist, what foods can we eat? What liquids can we drink? What lifestyles, even what types of exercise will help to manage that delicate pH balance of the fluids of the body and support the alkaline design of the body, so we're not constantly robbing our bodies, which happens when we're over acid, the body...
How soon, though, Robert, can you balance your body if it's out of whack? Weeks, well, months, years? How long does
that's,
it...
That's the beauty of it. You know, as soon as you said that, I thought of a woman that came here, a young woman, who was diagnosed with a rare condition. She came to our PH Miracle Medical Clinic, and we did thermography, so we're able to see, you know, the condition that she had, and we did ultrasound, and the doctors at Stanford and the many universities, medical schools she went to, they had no answer for this very rare genetic condition. And she came to our clinic unable to walk. And it was amazing. Within 3 days, she threw away her cane. You say, well, how can that happen? And the reason it happens is because you take the focus off the condition, the disease, and you put the focus on managing the fluids of the body rather than on the tissues of the body. The same thing we do for cancer. We don't focus on the tumor. We don't focus on the tissue, the cancerous tissue, which is acidic tissue that's breaking down. But we focus on the environment, much like the swimming pool, much like the ocean. If we want to clean up the oceans, we stop dumping waste products in there. If we want to clean up our rivers and oceans of the human body, we stop dumping into our bodies foods that are going to compromise the delicate pH balance and rob us of alkalinity, which then the body has to look elsewhere for alkalinity. So where does it look? It takes calcium from the bones. We end up with arthritis and osteoporosis. It takes magnesium from the muscles, and we end up with muscle diseases as it's pushing acids out, making us sick and tired. When we realize that there's only one sickness, one disease, and one treatment, and that one sickness and one disease is the over-acidification of the blood and tissues due to an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. And the one treatment is very simple. It's to understand this biochemistry, bioenergetics of the body, and how to manage and maintain mm-hmm. the alkaline design of the body.
That would be the first thing I think you would do. Taking a tablespoon or a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, what do you think of that? Because Patricia Bragg loves it.
Well, you know, God bless her, you know, she's still going strong. You're taking on a neurotoxin. You're taking on vinegar. Vinegar is a waste product of metabolism. It's acetaldehyde. It's a chemical that destroys brain cells. It destroys the alkalinity of the gut. It compromises in the alkalinity of the small intestine. It destroys and breaks down the intestinal villi, just like antibiotics do. People say, well, what's so negative about this? What's so negative is that every aspect of the human body, our stomachs, our mouth, our intestines, our blood, our tissues are bathed in alkalinity. And when we put vinegar in the body, we're putting urine in the body, because vinegar is a urine or a ferment of fermentation, of deterioration. I mean, it's that sticky stuff.
So you'd say no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. When we understand the stomach's main purpose is not to digest food, but to alkalize the food, that the cover cells that cover the entire circumference of the stomach are secreting sodium bicarbonate as food is going in to raise the pH, to prepare that food for biological transformation in the gut into stem cells and then into new blood. The stomach produces two chemicals simultaneously. It's producing an alkaline compound called sodium bicarbonate, which is secreted from the stomach that is then absorbed by the food. As a waste product, then, it produces a second chemical called hydrochloric acid. And this is where...
That's in the stomach, right?
Yeah, but that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of the stomach alkalizing the food, not digesting food. And there is no digestion that takes place in the stomach. We only have one instrument in the human body to digest food, and that's our teeth. It's mastication. And the food, ideally, in order to be prepared properly, to be transformed into new body cells, it has to be in a liquid alkaline state at a pH of 8.4. Anything that leaves the stomach, that it is acid, the pancreas is going to kick in, start secreting sodium bicarbonate. Bile is going to be secreted from the gallbladder, which is an alkaline compound, to raise alkalinity of the food, to prepare that food in its liquid state to fold into the crypts of the small intestine. These are little appendages that come off the small intestine that are damaged by vinegar that is damaged by alcohol, that's damaged by chocolate, that's damaged by, you know, colas and high-sugar fruit drinks, that when we damage those, we actually injure ourselves and our ability to produce healthy stem cells, which then translate into healthy blood. And when our blood is not healthy, our bodies cannot be healthy, because every body cell is made from blood. When you cut yourself, blood flows there. And as that blood flows there, it becomes the scab, and the scab becomes the skin. So in order to build healthy skin, you have to have healthy blood. In order to have healthy blood, you have to have a healthy gut, because health begins in the core.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have a healthy gut because we're eating and drinking acidic foods and we have acidic emotions, then we compromise our health.
Is that why stress kills?
Stress kills because it uses energy that produces metabolic waste products that literally destroy us. If we're in our thoughts, and 80% of our heart attacks are caused by thought attacks.
That's plus.
Heart attacks are caused by our thoughts.
Yeah.
And the reason heart attacks are created is because as we're thinking and overthinking and looping and playing the same movie over and over and over again, we're producing acidic waste products. If the body can't eliminate it, those acids can paralyze the body functions, including stopping the heart. If the pH goes from 7.365 to 7.2, you begin, as it goes drops, as it drops, you start losing the ability to function, and you go into a coma when you drop below 7.2. And we're talking only 1.5 points.
That's not a lot. That's frightening.
It is frightening, and that's why the body will do everything it can to preserve the most important organ of the human body. And what is the most important human organ of the body? It's the blood. And the blood is the life. The life and death is in the blood. And so it will take from the muscles, from the bones, from the brain. It'll take from any source to manage. It's the last organ to die, is the blood. In fact, even after someone has passed, it's still living. The blood can be seen. It's trying to carry on its metabolic purpose, its biological purpose, and that is to transform itself into new body cells. The white blood cells that are in there are still trying to manage and maintain cleanliness, because white blood cells are not an army of soldiers going out to war, but they're literally cells that go around and pick up garbage that we create through our thoughts and our words and our deeds.
So the first thing you would do, Robert, is balance the pH level.
Oh, absolutely. pH is the most important indicator for health. It's inexpensive to do. You can become your own doctor, so that you can manage daily the pH. And when you're not feeling well, you can test the pH of your saliva and your urine, and it will show that. If you feel like something's coming on, so to speak,
go back to it.
You have to look at the pH. And that it's interesting, because we're in the so-called flu season, but flu season is really acid season. And why are acids more abundant during the flu season? Well, this is the time where we celebrate. We drink too much. We eat too much. We have more stress in our life. People that live in colder climates, because cold does affect the acid-alkaline balance.
I mean, let me ask you this, Robert. If somebody had cancer and you did a test of their pH level, are you pretty convinced it would be acidic from the get-go?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone who has a serious health challenge is over acid, because acids are the cause of all sickness and disease, and it's expressed in, since cancer is a tissue disease. I mean, you can have blood disease too.
I mean, can you have
leukemia? But sarcomas and carcinomas, these are cancers of the bones, or osteosarcomas. But any type of cancer is a result of the blood pushing out acid that it cannot eliminate through urination. One of the main keys to managing good health, there's actually four things, is you have to open up the channels of elimination. There's four of them: urination, perspiration, defecation, and respiration. Those have to be free in order to remove the waste products. If you don't remove your metabolic and dietary waste products, guess what? They get stored in the connective and the fatty tissues. This is what causes irritation, inflammation, and degeneration. When we feel flu-like symptoms coming on, that's the body trying to remove its own waste products because we're over acid. And you can test the pH of the urine, whether you're just dealing with a flu symptom or if you're dealing with a cancerous system symptom, you will see it in the urine. But if you're managing your pH and restoring that alkalinity and removing the acids out of the four channels of elimination and going then to the second, which is to begin building the blood with an alkaline lifestyle and diet, and that includes moving more to green
which foods. It's not difficult.
It's not difficult. It's easy. And everything is available to us. And this is what we need, George. You know, we need more education. We don't need more medication. We don't need a universal health policy. We need to empower people to learn how to take care of their own bodies.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, people just don't eat well. And, you know, a lot of people, Robert, will say, yeah, but I bet it doesn't taste good. I think it's pretty good. When I go in streaks, and, you know, every once in a while I'll go off it, and then I come back on it again, and I should be on it more than not because I did a great job getting that level down. You know, I went out and got the blood testing kit. I did it all. I did it all right. It's not that difficult.
It's very, very simple because what you're doing is doing something that is simple. If you've ever had a saltwater fish aquarium,
mm-hmm.
How do you keep the fish healthy?
You manage the
fluid.
That's right.
You check the pH. You check the sodium levels.
But if they're out of whack, something goes wrong.
You got dead fish on top. You got dead cells in your body. If you do not manage the pH of the fluids of the body, then you will experience the symptoms that medical science wrongfully caused disease, because all disease is nothing more than a symptom of acidity.
Will the body fight and cure itself if you balance the pH level?
Absolutely. It will balance itself. It's very forgiving, and it can happen very, very rapidly as you begin the process. But you have to begin the process by opening up the four channels of elimination. You've got to get your body eliminating its own waste products. What is the number one symptom around the world? It's constipation. It's headaches. Headaches is just a symptom of constipation. It's the gut. You've got to improve core health. Health begins in the navel. The navel is a representation that we need to nourish ourselves and feed ourselves, but we need to do that with knowledge and proper foods and drinks. And as we keep our core healthy through eating and drinking alkaline foods and drinks, and as we focus on foods that will help build blood, because that's number three, you've got to begin building healthy blood and restore the health to the intestinal villi that's been damaged from acidic foods.
And for years, Robert, lots of folks want to know what kind of foods to eat and what do you do about where do you get these test strips. I want you to give us some pointers and we'll take some calls. They're already calling for you. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Robert Young, the pH miracle. Welcome back with Dr. Robert Young. We'll take your calls too. Robert, give us some tips on the types of food you recommend to balance that pH level.
Well, the greener the better. When we're going to the fruit, we look at avocado, we look at cucumbers, probably the two most alkalizing fruit that you can ingest. When we're looking at the green vegetables, we're looking at broccoli, we're looking at spinach, we're looking at kale, we're looking at collard greens, we're looking at all the grasses, the wheatgrass, the barley grass, the kamu grass, the straw grass, the dog grass. All of these grasses are excellent. But the greener the better, and you can juice them, you can blend them, you can steam them, using them in combination with healthy oils from borage or flax or hemp helps to build the membranes that form all of our cells, a lipid membrane, and as we're increasing our green foods, this is the best way to build health in our bodies, because if we want healthy bodies, we have to build healthy blood. So as we focus more on the green fruit and the green vegetables and the good healthy fats, this is how we can do it. And one area, too, George, that is very important is you've got to get liberal amounts of good, healthy salt into the body. We are a body of salt water. You can imagine if you put the ocean fish on a salt-free diet, what would happen to them? They would die.
They would die instantly.
Absolutely. And it's the same thing with us. Our cells are bathed in saline. They're bathed in salt. And when we deprive our body of salt, then we deprive our bodies of the basic element that is foundational to maintaining alkalinity, because the body uses salt to build sodium bicarbonate, and the organ that makes sodium bicarbonate, the number one alkalizing buffer in the human body is sodium bicarbonate. This is why Simoncini is having such great success, and when he learned from me the secret of managing health, energy, and vitality by using sodium bicarbonate, using salts to support the stomach, which pulls sodium from the blood, pulls water, pulls carbon dioxide to form sodium bicarbonate to alkalize not only the food we eat, but also when we're exercising or any acids from metabolism, it neutralizes that. The stomach is constantly working, producing sodium bicarbonate. So that mineral is very, very important. And when we incorporate then liberal amounts of good, healthy salts, I recommend for a 70-kilo or 154-pound man or woman, give or take, you know, of course, if you're less than that or more for that, but I recommend between 12 to 14 grams of salt a day.
Sea salt?
Pardon?
Sea salt?
Sea salt, whole salts, not processed salts, because processed salts are heat-treated and denatured. You want to get whole live salts that contain all the minerals that don't have any chemical agents that have been added to them.
Have you heard of pink salt?
I have. Pink salt's wonderful. You know, you've got Celtic salt, pink salt, real salts. You've got Himalayan salts. You've got the pH miracle salts that we take from the Great Salt Lake. We cream it off the top. And I think one of the questions just before we broke was that, how do we get started on this and on this program? And that's measuring the pH of the fluids of the body. And where do you get pH strips? And they're very easy. You can go to any health food store, you can go to your pharmacy to get pH strips, or you can go to our website at phmiracle.com, and we sell them too as well, because we know how important this little inexpensive litmus paper is in managing good health.
All right, let's take some calls here for you, Robert, as well. They're lining up for you. Pasadena, California, James, west of the Rockies. You can get going here, James. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Robert, I've been a little confused, and I guess a lot of people are, about the need for stomach acid, the HLC, hydrochloric acid. And would alkalizing foods mess with that fine balance? And do you find that it's important that some people need to supplement? Because from what I hear, the majority of our country is very low in the hydrochloric acid in the gut.
Well, that's an excellent question, and thank you for your question, because it's an important one. And it's an important one to understand, because if you don't understand what I'm going to say now, it's very difficult to achieve, you know, this living longer and feeling younger. And that's what we're all looking for. We want to live longer, but we want to feel good in doing so. What we understand then is that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of the stomach producing sodium bicarbonate. So what happens is the stomach is the major organ, the major alkaline organ. And when we understand that stomach is not an organ of digestion, but an organ of contribution, its main contribution is to manage and maintain alkalinity, then we do not put more acids into the body. We do not take enzymes or acids to break down food. We chew our food better. And if we can't chew our food, then we get a blender and we blend it. Or if we can't even do that, we juice it, because that is the perfect state the food should be, is in a liquid state, because the body can't do anything with solid food. Food has to be in a liquid state, in an alkaline state. So what happens is, when you put food in your mouth, immediately the salivary glands are secreting. As soon as you put that food in and start masticating, the stomach starts producing sodium bicarbonate to prepare that food as it comes in, not to digest it, but to alkalize it. To alkalize it, bring the pH up to an 8.4. The waste product of that falls into the gastric pits of the stomach is hydrochloric acid, which is a dangerous, toxic, acidic residue of sodium bicarbonate that falls away from the food and does not even participate in digestion. What I'm suggesting here is new, and it's different. But I have tested this over and over again. So when you're drinking alkaline water, you are neutralizing the acids of the stomach, which is exactly what you want to do. When you're eating alkaline foods, you are neutralizing the acid, and you're supporting the stomach and the alkaline design of the body. By eating these types of foods, the body doesn't have to pull salts from the blood, doesn't have to pull, you know, water from the blood, which dehydrates us. And when we're supporting the stomach in its alkaline design to prepare food in an alkaline state to be transformed in the small intestine into stem cells and new blood, this is how you produce a healthy body. So we have to change the way we're thinking. We don't have to think outside the box. We have to realize that there's duality within the universe. And this duality is there's opposites in all in things. And the opposite here is sodium bicarbonate and hydrochloric acid.
What do you think of taking a little, half a teaspoon in water of sodium bicarbonate?
Absolutely. Do it every day.
Okay.
Every day. Anytime you can put more salt back in the body, and you can support the stomach and all the fluids of the body by taking some sodium bicarbonate.
Can you get it without aluminum?
Absolutely. There's several brands out on the market. I mean, yes, we have ours, which we call Four Salts, that contains sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium in different forms. The sodium and potassium is a bicarbonate form, and then we have magnesium and calcium chloride, which are alkalizers too as well, and help to neutralize the acids of metabolism and diet. But you can also get there's another one called Red Something out there that is aluminum free. I'm trying to think of Red Baron's.
It's like a farmer's thing, isn't it? It sounds like that.
Well, it is. I mean, in alkalinity, you want to understand that sodium bicarbonate is so significantly important. It's the most important compound of the body to maintain health.
Red Mill, isn't it?
Red Mill, that's it. Yeah, I knew it was Red something. But Red Mill.
I knew it was from a farm.
it's an aluminum-free sodium bicarbonate. It's inexpensive, okay? And you could always, in fact, that's the best way to start the day. It's the best way. In fact, when I'm training athletes, when I was training the Olympic athletes for this last Olympics, all the way when I started to do this in 2002 at the Salt Lake City Olympics, we were actually giving athletes, prior to their events, sodium bicarbonate IVs. We were giving them in their water bottles. We were spiking it with sodium bicarbonate. And the IOC says, no problem with this. I mean, at the China Olympics, they were questioning, gee, is this unfair? Everyone can access this natural compound. So with the IOC, the Olympic committees have not outruled. They haven't horse racing, though. You cannot give a horse in a horse race a sodium bicarbonate because they run faster. They jump higher.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. As a matter of fact, I used to own race horses, Robert, and that was a no-no.
Yeah, but athletes can do this.
Yeah.
You know, and they do it. And this is why we're shaving. So, well, how can you continually set world records? How can you swim faster? How can you run faster? And the way you run faster and swim faster and do things at a higher level is by maintaining the health of the body through an alkaline lifestyle and diet, maintaining the fluids of the body and keeping those cells in its perfect healthy state.
What's the difference between a box of sodium bicarbonate and baking soda?
Well, baking soda has chemical compounds, anti-caking agents such as aluminum, and you don't want to.
You don't want
aluminum into the body, so you want to avoid that. And here again, the primary ingredients in producing sodium bicarbonate is very simple: it's water, it's salt, okay, and it's carbon dioxide. And the body provides all three of those elements in order to maintain that alkalinity. So it's very good. And so when you're drinking more alkaline fluids, when you're taking in more salts, you're providing the foundational elements to maintain that alkalinity, supporting the stomach in its design to neutralize the acids of the stomach too as well. So getting back to the person's questions, it's very important that we minimize hydrochloric acid and we chew our food better and we alkalize that food with our salivary secretions, which are alkaline, and our stomach secretions, which are alkaline, our pancreatic and our gallbladder secretions, which are alkaline, and even the glands within the small intestines, which secrete alkalinity. Mm-hmm. Everything is geared towards, you know, managing that alkaline design and producing a chyme, a liquid food that can then be transformed into new stem cells.
Robert, there are warnings, of course, to lower salt intake. Is that processed salt, or are they talking about sea salt or all salt?
Well, you know, salt interacts. See, when we're taking in more salt, it's going to produce more sodium bicarbonate. It's going to interact with the acids of the blood and tissues. And that creates retention. If we don't have channels of elimination or open, salt can actually be a problem because it's going to create more alkalinity. It's going to react to its opposite, which is acid. And there's going to be a chelation or a binding of those acids. And if we don't have good elimination, we can't get it up. So the body pushes it out and we end up with some retention. And so salt becomes the problem when we're over acid. But when we cut out all the acidic foods, when we cut out the acidic lifestyles, when we're exercising, our pores are open, we sweat, we're moving these acids out, when we put liberal amounts of salts in, then those salts can be binding the metabolic and diuretic acids and removed out through the four channels of elimination. And this is the process. So it's not that salt is bad. It's that acid is bad. And one of the most toxic acids is sugar in all its forms, sucrose, fructose, dextrose, glucose. All of these acids are waste products of cellular breakdown or metabolism that the body's constantly trying to eliminate, bind and eliminate. And if we can't eliminate it, then it becomes retentive. And as and most people, the standard American diet and the worldwide diet where we're eating acidic foods like chicken and pork and beef and dairy products and breads and starchy foods and sugary fruits.
The stuff that tastes good, Robert.
It tastes good, but we become slaves to our taste buds.
I know.
You know, and what happens is when you start alkalizing, you know, the subtle sweetness of a cucumber, the subtle sweetness of broccoli and spinach and celery and leafy greens and grasses, all of a sudden they become alive. And when you start putting salt back in our bodies, as an amateur and a professional athlete, that's what we did. We took these little yellow salt pills, you know, to help restore back the electrolytes.
Remember those days?
Yeah. Gatorade was built on the same premise of restoring alkalinity, but they blew it when they added sugar and coloring.
All right, let's take some more calls for you. Let's go to Francine in Alpine, New Jersey. Welcome to the show. Hi, Francine.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for another great show. I love when you do shows like this, George. Robert, I have two quick questions regarding water. One is there's machines that ozonate water for sanitizing vegetables, and I was wondering if that affects how that affects the pH, you know, as far as, you know, mm-hmm. eating the vegetables afterwards or getting it on your hands, if there's, you know, anything to be concerned. And then regarding machines that make alkaline water, mm-hmm. are there any that you could recommend, or mm-hmm. what should we look for in such a machine?
Great, thank you. Thank you for your questions. The first question is about ozone. That's O3. It breaks down to O1, which is atomic oxygen, which actually carries an extra electron, and that's probably more information you want to know. But what it does is when it breaks down, you know, O3 will bind acid. So when you're ozonating water, you're actually detoxifying it from acids and other microorganisms, bacteria, yeast, and mold. So ozone can be very helpful in purification of water. And so it can be used. The ozone here again, which is O3, as it chelates acid, has to be eliminated too as well. So it's not something that I recommend on an ongoing basis, but for purification of water, it's great. Now, on the ionization of water electrolysis, and they have many, many machines out there, and they're very pricey. There are electric machines, and there's non-electric. The electric uses plates. These plates, the water passes over, and through electrolysis, it actually will then charge the water, electrically charge it to an alkaline state. So you end up with an alkaline water. The non-electrics use a process which we have just patented called vortex pressurization. And what it does is it takes the water, it spins it, and forces it through a smaller area to break up the clustering of water. Water has a tendency to cluster together into larger groups of molecules. Ideally, if you want a water that's hydrating, it should be 3 to 5 molecules of H2O. And to break those larger clusters, which are found in tap waters and other bottled waters, which are anywhere from 20 molecule clusters to 40 molecule clusters, is you have to break them apart using electrolysis, which creates a greater surface area and a greater surface charge, or you have to push it through a pressurization.
Robert, let me ask you this. You said that those who have cancer will have a higher acidic level. Now, here's a question.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anybody with cancer and they have a higher alkaline level?
Yes. What happens is when you have adequate alkaline reserves, the body will start pulling alkalinity to neutralize the acid, and initially you'll see a rise in the pH, and this happens when the body is in a defensive mechanism. When you see the blood pH going from 7.3 to 7.4 to 7.5, that's an indicator that the body is pulling alkalinity into the blood to maintain the integrity of the blood, and therefore you'll see a rise also in the pH of the urine and the blood pHs. This is an indication that we're in what I call tissue acidosis. So then what we go into, that's called latent tissue acidosis. Latent tissue acidosis is when the blood cannot eliminate our own bodily waste products, so it pushes it out into the tissues, into the fatty tissues. That's why we become fat, not because obesity is a fat problem. It's because obesity is an acid problem. So as we open up the channels of elimination and remove these acids, you know, this is what protects the tissues. But then what happens is we keep pushing acid out. This is when we start feeling all the sensitivities, irritations, inflammations, then ulcerations, degeneration. And I call this latent tissue acidosis. Once the body uses up its own reserves, it goes into what is called decompensated acidosis, and we get a reverse of what's happened. We don't have enough reserves to neutralize the acids of lifestyle, and the body goes into decompensated acidosis, and this is when you're in big trouble.
I see. Bob, we're coming back for more. Dr. Robert Young, your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Well, I've got to tell you, Robert, it works. You know, and it was the first thing I decided to do is, you know, to just balance that pH level, get my glucose level down. And then, you know, the pounds just seemed to melt off too. It got to a point where you can get too thin. So you have to be careful and balance yourself back up again, right?
Well, that's good. And I'm so happy that you found the pH Miracle book and you applied its principles, because that's one thing about the pH Miracle protocol. It flat out works. And I love to hear stories like yours, George, because millions of people around the world have applied these principles to lose weight, to grow hair, to feel great. And when you're talking about losing weight, this isn't a diet. It's a way of living. It's a way of eating. It's a way of thinking. And when you start alkalizing the body doesn't have to store excess pounds in your body to park the excess acid. I say this jokingly, that you have to get off your fat acid and go to health. And when you start realizing that obesity is not a fat problem, and when you start alkalizing, the body doesn't have to put acid on your hips and acid on your thighs and acid around your tummy and acid on your chest, and the weight starts coming off. Now, the other part of this is that as you're losing the fatty acidic waste from your on your body, you need to understand that to build good blood will then build good, strong muscles and bones, because our blood and our bones and our muscles are made out of blood. And so that we have to focus on those foods that are blood building, those
right.
that are high in chlorophyll.
So throw out the donuts. Get rid of the donuts, huh?
Well, yeah, the best part of the donut is the hole, you know, and so that's the everything else is acidic, and it's not going to contribute to building healthy blood. So in terms of what you eat, you should be thinking, now, is this food going to nourish me? Not just from its electrical potential. Is it raw? Is it going to contribute energy to the body? But is it going to help build healthy blood? Because as you build good blood, you're going to build healthy body cells. And that's how you calcify your bones. That's how you start building muscle. And we've done this with athletes. We've done this, you know, with people that just want to feel better by showing them simply, because it is simple and it's common sense, how to manage their bodies. Because when you have that power, when you have that knowledge, you truly then are free, because you don't have to ever fear getting sick. You don't have to fear, well, this runs in my family, like cancer. Well, what runs in your family is what you've been eating at the table for so many years. That's what runs in the family. You've got to shift the way you look at food and start thinking about, now, is this food going to benefit me in the form of managing the pH and building healthy blood, which are very two important components of the pH Miracle Protocol.
Let's go to Robin. Robin's up with us, Manhattan, New York. Hello, Robin. Take it away.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, it's Robbie. Hi.
Hi,
George.
Robin.
Hi, Dr. Young. Question. I'm suffering from an autoimmune, condition, which is psoriasis. And it's in the last couple of months really gotten quite severe. It's like attacking head to toe. Would your protocol help that?
Absolutely. You know, when we understand that psoriasis is nothing more than our body urinating through its own skin, and that when we open up the channels of elimination and start peeing our way to health, eliminating acids through urination, through defecation, and through perspiration, and that when our blood stops pushing acid out to the tissues and then out through the pores of the skin, because it's acid that destroys the skin. It's acid that causes psoriasis. And when that acid is being eliminated properly through an alkaline lifestyle and diet, guess what? You don't have this condition any longer.
No, not at all.
It's
gone. What would you do then for yourself? What would be the first thing you'd do? Would it be the pH level?
Well, the first thing I would do is begin testing the pH. I would get some pH paper and start doing that. And I'd start, the most important thing that anyone could do is start drinking structured alkaline water with a pH of 9.5. And I would start making that. As I mentioned before, there's electrical appliances that do that. There's non-electric appliances. We developed one. I have patents on it called the Watermark, which is a non-electric process to literally, you know, break up the clustering of water and begin that alkalizing process that's affordable. The other way is just to simply put some drops in the water and raise the pH that way, which is another inexpensive way to structure the water as well. But when you start drinking alkaline water, you're putting back in electrons or alkalinity that can neutralize the acid and start pushing out these toxins from diet and metabolism and begin that elimination process. So that's the first thing that one needs to do, is begin hydrating the body. And what I recommend here is you should be drinking at least 1 liter per 50 pounds of weight.
Okay. So, you know, I used to walk around with a little, with a jug, with, you know, and I then bought my drops, kept them in the office, at the house, and a huge difference. I mean, huge.
Absolutely. Difference. It's simple. It's easy to do these things, and it's so effective. You'll surprise yourself. You'll start drinking not just water, but alkaline water. You'll start losing weight because you're putting in the very thing that the body's looking for, and that is those electrons, that alkalinity to neutralize the acid that it's constantly producing. Every thought produces acid. Every heartbeat produces acid. Every eye blink produces an acid. And if that acid is produced, it has to be chelated or buffered or neutralized and then eliminated.
Let's go to Jan in Columbus, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jan. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Love your health shows and your bumper music.
You got it.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Young.
Hello.
So I know how to keep plaque out of my arteries, but since I have some built up, are there any supplements or foods that are great to chelate that out of there?
Absolutely. First, you have to understand that plaque is nothing more than chelated acid that's been solidified, that builds up on the walls of the arteries. And we see it using ultrasound. It's beautiful to actually prevent someone from having a stroke or a heart attack, because the best test you can do is an ultrasound. We do these here at the ranch to actually see if there's actually calcifications in the carotid artery or the jugular vein, or actually see even the femur vein. And we save people's lives every day by showing them, look, your diet is killing you, and you've got plaque buildup, and how do you get rid of it? One of the best things, and there's thousands of articles on that you can Google, it's on L-arginine. L-arginine is produces nitric oxide, which actually breaks down that calcification of plaque. And I recommend that you should be taking at least 10 grams of L-arginine at least 2 to 3 times a day, and you can put that in your alkaline water, too, as well.
That's great for the blood vessels.
Start drinking it.
Super for the blood vessels, Robert.
So it's a powder?
Go ahead.
It's in a powder, yeah. It's easy to take. Yeah. And we, you know, I developed a product that adds a little bit of pomegranate, because I have over 12,500 pomegranate trees here at the ranch. I mean, I'm proud to say, and I say this humbly, that I'm a farmer. And I love that commercial during the Super Bowl, you know, about farmers.
With Paul Harvey, the late Paul Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a
classic.
It gave me chills because, I mean, living off the land, I mean, getting back to the earth, and we put a little pomegranate in there to give it a little flavor. But, you know, you take that L-arginine, you put it in your water, you drink it, and you begin opening up the channels of elimination. At the same time, you start clearing the arteries. And we have noticed, you know, that this plaque starts dissolving and starts breaking down. And there's a lot of scientific research that backs that up.
What do people have, Robert, if they don't have their health?
Well, if you don't have your health, you don't have much, do you? Because health is everything.
Doesn't matter how much money you make. Doesn't matter about anything. If you don't have your health...
The richest man in the world is the person who has not only health but has fitness too, because those are two different things. Health is wealth. You've heard that before.
Well, it is, because you can help the people you care about. You're healthy. You can hang around longer.
Yeah, it's hard to help somebody else, which is, you know, one of the greatest things you can do is provide service to others. But you can't help someone else if you don't first help yourself. And of course, that was what said, you must be the change that you want to see. It must begin with you. As you change you, become that healthy, fit you, that looking for, the, you know, now you're learning the secrets to living longer and feeling younger. And when you get on this program, in 3 months, if you stay on it, these are the things you're going to hear.
Tell me about the body's ability to develop its own immunity.
Well, immunity is interesting because immunity is not well defined. Immunity is maintaining and managing the alkaline design of the fluids of the body. The white blood cells are not providing that immunity. White blood cells are janitors. They go around and pick up garbage. We create garbage with what we eat, what we drink, and what we think, and they clean it up. Their object, and I've watched them for years as a microbiologist, watching white blood cells go around and picking up stuff, you know, to maintain the cleanliness of the internal fluids of the body. So if you want to be healthy, you support white blood cells by managing the fluids of the body. It's all about the fluids. All we are is basically a bag of water with a little dirt in it. And you have to manage that water. And if you manage the water, then the cells that are within that water are going to be healthy. And you support immunity, not through vaccination. That doesn't support immunity. You support true immunity by maintaining the alkaline design of the body and protecting yourselves from dietary and metabolic acids, even environmental acids, which can impact the internal environment as well.
Good point. First-time caller Chuck in Tustin, California. Thanks for calling, Chuck.
Well, I'm a regular listener. I listen every night.
Thank you, sir.
Almost right from the beginning to the end, and sometimes I stay around for the replay.
You're one of our heroes.
I hope so. Early on in the conversation, the doctor mentioned the body cells that might be a controlling factor in neuropathy. I have neuropathy really bad in my 2 feet. Physically, I'm perfect. Otherwise, I'll be 83 years old in April. But this foot neuropathy just drives me insane.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There is
a cure for this. I mean, and I love talking about curing the incurables. Neuropathy can be reversed. We deal with it all the time. Diabetic neuropathy. It's about circulation. If you don't circulate, you don't percolate. If you can't feel your toes, then it's a circulation problem. How do you improve circulation? Because the blood will pull back if the electrical energies of the body, because we are a body electric,
yes,
if
we
the
are.
Energies of the body aren't flowing all the way to the end, blood will pull back. It's kind of like if you amputate, the body will create a scar, and the blood will pull back from that. Unlike salamanders, where their energy goes right to where the amputation is, as the blood flows, then what happens, new cells can be regenerated. So all this can be regenerated as you push blood to the extremities, because it's the key to reversing diabetic neuropathy or any form of neuropathy, is getting blood to flow to the extremities. Now, I mentioned the L-arginine. L-arginine is perfect at opening up the circulation. And so I highly recommend that. In addition, what you want to do is reduce the amount of acid foods in your diet.
Is L-arginine, though, it's like a vascular dilator, isn't it?
It is a vascular dilator. And it's going to open. We put that with B3, which is niacin, which is also a vascular dilator. We love adding vitamin D. A lot of people that have neuropathy have low vitamin D3.
You know L-arginine and citrulline. You know what that is?
I do. Absolutely. I put those two together.
People are going to say, what are they talking about?
Yeah, well, these are actually amino acids that we incorporate within a synergistic formulation that deals with opening up circulation so that you start percolating. And here's another simple thing that the Japanese do, okay? And they take this very seriously. But if you have neuropathy, what they do is they put your feet in a bath of acid water. Now, acid water has a polarity of positive, and red blood cells have a polarity that is negative.
Well, what's acid water, though?
Acid water would be water that has a pH of less than 7.
And how do you get it that way?
Well, you get it by ionizing the water. You create acid water and alkaline
using
an electrolysis process.
All right.
Okay, so we have this acid water, has a pH of somewhere between 2.5 and 3. You put it in a bucket, you put your feet in it, which creates an electrical polarity, which is positive, and that starts pulling blood to your feet, and you improve your circulation just by putting your feet in water.
Isn't that bizarre? But it works.
It's based on the law of opposites. It's based on that opposites attract. And when you're dealing with an acid water, you're dealing with a positive charge. When you're dealing with alkaline water, you're dealing with a negative charge. And the negative charge, that's like, for example, when we're recharging our cell phones and our computers, we're putting a negative charge into that battery. We're putting in electrons. That's a negative charge. When we lose it, of course, we lose that. We have to recharge it. We recharge our body by drinking alkaline water. But when we want to use the opposite of this polarity or this of this alkaline water, which is acid water, we can use that on our skin to improve circulation, and particularly soaking our feet in the acid water will not burn the skin, doesn't hurt anything, but it creates that polarity that will then pull circulation. So when you're using that in combination with an alkaline diet and improving the elimination organs for elimination of acid waste, you're building your blood with chlorophyll rich foods, and you're taking the L-arginine with the L-citrulline in combination to open up a vascular dilator, improving circulation to your extremities, and then you bathe your feet each day in an acid bath, will help improve circulation to the extremities. Simple, inexpensive, and it works.
How did you get involved in all this, Robert?
Well, you know, I've been excited about science since I was a little boy. I used to ask my parents for the Invisible Man. They didn't at that time have the Invisible Woman. That came out later. But you know, I got my first microscope at 7. I was reading about nutrition and reading college books about it, and that's what I studied at school was biology and human biology and microbiology at the university. But while I was studying science, you know, I was highly active as well, and I was an amateur athlete as well as a professional athlete, so I've always been keen about my health and my fitness, and, you know, just like today, I ran 3 miles, you know, I did 30 minutes on the elliptical machine, I rebounded on a low-impact trampoline, because I like to do that too as well, You know, I had about 4 liters of green drink. I eat a lot of green juices, drink a lot of green juices, and this is what sustains me. It keeps my energy up, and
you can feel the difference, can't you?
Oh, that's the beauty of it. You do feel the difference. You feel lighter. You feel energetic. You don't have to sleep as long either. I mean, you sleep 4 to 6 hours, and you sleep better, and you dream better. And that's the benefit of being alkaline. But the other thing is the comfort that you have in the knowledge that you don't have to get sick, that you can stay healthy, because health is something that you don't get. It's something that you do, as well as sickness is not something that you get. It's something that you do. So you can choose to be healthy or you can choose to be sick. And that's the beauty of it. It frees you up when you know that you can choose by making better choices, that you have the free agency to choose health, energy, and vitality over sickness and disease. You know, how long, then the question comes out, how long can you live? And not just living longer, but living better.
And living well. Robert, we're going to come back and take final phone calls in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. And this is our final segment with Dr. Robert Young. We're going to take your phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about his work, The pH Miracle. Chime in. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Coast, Robert Young with us, your calls. Robert, there's a lot of products out there, of course, that people need to research. The pH Miracle, your book, does that help them get through that?
Yes. I mean, when I wrote the book, you know, I wrote it not specifically to talk about any specific product, but to give the nutrients or the ingredients that if you go to a health food store or if you have a company that you're currently purchasing supplements from or nutritional products or health products or health foods, that this book would actually give you the information generically to know what to look for. You know, so if you're going out looking for an L-arginine product, you know, or L-citrulline product, you know, you'll look for those ingredients. But when you read the book, there is a chapter in there that talks about the support that you need with not only what you eat, what you drink, but the supplements that will support the alkaline design of the body as well.
Okay, back to the calls we go. Let us go to Skype in Duluth, Minnesota. Summer's with us. Hi, Summer.
Hi, George.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering, I have something called endometriosis. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've been through different kind of Western doctors, and right now I'm trying to go on a glucose-free, soy-free, dairy-free diet. And I actually was, I don't know how I came across it, but the alkaline and acidic diet, you know, if that has anything to do with this particular disease, because they don't know if it's autoimmune. I grew up in Southeast Texas by the oil refineries. I live like maybe 10 blocks away from an oil refinery from the time I was 5 until the time I was about 12 years old. So I don't know if it has anything to do with epithelial-based diet or it's autoimmune, because it runs in my family. Cancer and autoimmune disease both do. So I'm wondering if what information you provide, would that help me at all on top of what I'm trying
Summer,
to do?
Summer, absolutely. We have the whole protocol. It's outlined in Chapter 11 of the pH Miracle book, the revised edition, which was published by Hachette in 2010. I have 2 pH Miracle books. One was published in 2001 by Time Warner. Time Warner was purchased by Hachette, and I wrote a whole new book. They're actually 2 different books, but they carry the same name. The pH Miracle says revised and updated at the top is the 2010 updated version, updating the fact that both books are important. It's kind of a stacking effect, but they wanted to keep the name the same because they've done so well with that particular title. But I would get this book. It's also available in audiobook too as well. Get it and listen to it or read it, and particularly focus on Chapter 11, which outlines the protocol. Now, endometriosis is an acidic condition that's systemic, but it's localizing at the weakest part of the body. So the weakest part of the body is the uterus in your particular case. As you begin the process of alkalizing, you talked about going on a gluten-free diet. Now, gluten is an acid that has to be eliminated, and there are other things that will cause female reproductive problems as well. When you go on low-sugar fruits, so no high-sugar fruits, you have to give up oranges and peaches and pears and bananas, because this will actually create more acid in your body that will affect this weaker area of the body. You want to strengthen that. So you have to give up high sugar fruits in addition to going on a gluten-free diet and a dairy-free diet, and you want to go to a plant-based diet. Now, this program will work for you because it's drug-free. We don't use any drugs. We use foods as your medicine, as Hippocrates said.
Do you have to stay on something like that forever?
Absolutely not. You don't have to do anything forever. But what happens is when you start feeling better, it's quite addictive, because you get addicted to energy. You get addicted to life and feeling good. And so when you go back to these sugary foods, you feel the effects of it. You feel the effects. So when you stay on an alkaline diet, you're going to definitely feel better. But it's a holistic approach. It's a systemic approach to restoring alkalinity to the entire body, as then you also are supporting your body with maybe nutrients that will help to minimize the amount of acid. So a supplement program to neutralize acid. We talked about sodium bicarbonate, drinking sodium bicarbonate water is an excellent thing to do throughout the day. Keeping the pH above 7.2 is also very good. Douching with alkalizing fluids is also something very, very good too as well. You can take pure, clean, alkaline water, add some sodium bicarbonate. You can drink that. You can douche with it. You can take salt baths to help pull acid out through the skin. You can start exercising. These are all things you can do to restore health to the body.
And it's critical to do that, isn't it?
It's critical, and it will then take care of not only your endometriosis, which is an acidic inflammatory condition of the uterus, which is an acid condition, but it will take care of any other problems, because just because it's in the uterus doesn't mean it's not in the brain, doesn't mean it's in the heart or the lungs. This is systemic. Acid flows through the entire body. It's a liquid. It affects every cell of the human body. And so you have to take a holistic or a systemic approach to this. And that's why I recommend the foods that I recommend, the liquids I recommend, and good exercise, getting good rest, a stress-free, drug-free protocol that just flat-out works for you.
How many people do you think, Robert, on any given percent, just feel sluggish when they wake up in the morning? They just don't feel energetic.
Well, you know, I don't know what the number would be, but I think most people that are on the standard American diet, which is the acidic diet, which incorporates, you know, a lot of animal protein. And animal protein does not liquefy. If you're going to eat beef, chicken, or pork, you better put it in a blender and juice it, because I know it sounds awful, but that's the only way to adjust, because those fibers do not break down, and they congest, and they secrete out sulfuric, uric, nitric acids that destroy.
Is that how people get gout?
Absolutely. Gout is an acidic condition that deals with uric acid, and it's associated with beef. But even if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you're eating acidic foods, you can get gout, because acids break down cells, and that can create uric acid too as well. So we have vegetarians with gout too as well, because just because you're a vegetarian or vegan doesn't mean you're healthy.
No, not at all.
No, you have to differentiate between being an alkaline, like we call it alkalarian. That was a word that Shelley and I came up with in the 80s. We came up with, how do we define this diet? Well, we're not a vegetarian, you know. We're not a we're an alkalarian. So we came up with this word to kind of describe what we're doing. We're actually differentiating in the foods that we eat that are going to contribute more alkalinity to our bodies and keep us healthy and strong. And that's how you stay young. That's how you live longer, is by managing the acid base chemistry of the fluids of the body.
Let's go to Eric in Austin, Texas. Hi, Eric. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I've been listening to you for a long time, and
thank
I
you.
Want to say you've been one of the most influential people, and the show has been very influential in my life. And
you're welcome.
After Young, I have a question for you about diatomaceous earth. I've been reading a lot about it as far as its alkalinity and help in the digestive system and whatnot, and I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, eating dirt has been done for years. Animals do it. They call them clay lakes. They actually, after they've had an acidic meal or they've had any meal, they'll actually eat clay to neutralize the acids from that meal because, you know, food does have acidic residues, and so eating dirt can help neutralize that. That particular earth is very mineral rich that you're talking about, and minerals are important to carry life force energy. And so you can use that, but you know, the Montmorillonite clays from France or the bentonite clays, you know, from central Utah, there's a lot of different, but you know, in the wild there's clay lakes. People eating dirt has been going on for a long, long time. Even Jesus used dirt, you know, for healing purposes. So they put, you know, putting clay on the eyes, you know, this has been going on for thousands of years. So here again, the types of dirt which help to attract acids and pull them in into them and hold them, and then of course then you eliminate that, can be very beneficial, particularly for the gut, because you want to keep the gut from the mouth to the anus, you want to keep it alkalized, and you can do that by eating these dirts or clays that help to minimize the acids.
And what do they call that, the clay?
Well, the clay that we're talking is a Montmorillonite clay. That's a specific clay that comes from a French town called Montmorillon in France. It's a very specialized clay that helps to bind up acid. People that say, let's say I've got indigestion or nausea, and of course in the medical text no one's ever described what causes nausea, but it's the lack of sodium bicarbonate, the lack of salts that the body's trying to produce alkalinity, and it is producing a belly full of acid. But you can use the clay, put it in water, stir it up, and drink it, and it helps to neutralize the hydrochloric acid that's causing that upset stomach, that's causing the nausea. You know, women, when they're pregnant, they have morning sickness, and because the body needs an extraordinary amount of alkalinity, so the stomach's constantly producing sodium bicarbonate to neutralize the acids of making a baby. And that's why there's morning sickness. Well, if you have nausea, the best way to do that is to create more alkalinity through what you eat, what you drink. Taking the mineral salts, eating clay or eating dirt is a very simple, inexpensive way to solve a problem that, here again, very few people understand the etiology or the pathology of it. But and that's in medical terms. I mean, there's no medical text out there that describes ad nauseum and what causes something as simple as I have an upset stomach. Very simply, it's a deficiency in alkalinity.
Simple as that.
That's it.
Let's go to Armani in Newport Beach, California. Hi, Armani.
How you doing, George?
Good.
It's Armani. And yeah, it's great to talk to you guys. I've been trying for about 6 years, so tonight's my destiny, I guess. I have a couple of things to ask Dr. Young, and I want to make a quick comment to you also. My health has been, through the years, very strange. And it's not just me. Other people have picked up on it my whole life, family and friends, in a way that it has its ups and downs, but there's things about it that don't seem normal. And I've learned a lot. I learned a lot from listening to, like, you even tonight. Like, I make a bowl of spinach every night, fresh spinach leaves with olive oil. And but I always, for the last 2 years, I've been putting apple cider vinegar on it because back then is when I learned that was good for you. Mm-hmm. And after I heard you say that, I dumped the rest of it, the second half of the bottle, because what you said is resonating with me about the acid. And I've been contemplating that, so I ditched that. But I take a lot of healthy supplements. I've been taking for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. And most of them are rock solid good. Now, when you say, like, there's certain things that I've been taking that, like fruit juice, as I say, I drink a lot of fruit juice, all natural fruit juice.
Okay, well, fruit juice is highly acidic, It contains fructose, and fructose we know now through research, not only my own but others, is a neurotoxin. It destroys the health of your cognitive function.
Because I get the fruit juices from Trader Joe's, but they say from all juice, but there's nothing, no sugar, no fruit.
But turn the bottle around. Look at the ingredients, and then go down to where it says carbohydrate, and then look at the sugar. You're going to see it's between 20 to 30 grams of sugar.
That's too much?
Too much. It's like, four or five donuts.
Okay, I got
Whoa.
It.
Whoa,
right.
Okay. And what was your question on Ronnie Forrest?
Well, that's it. Just balancing out what you learn through the years, what's good, but then it seems to work for me. I mean, the juices, I drink my grape juices, and I just heard you tell the last guest not to eat oranges.
You got to get away from the high sugar fruit if you're going to restore quality health and to have that energy and vitality you're looking for. Now, the juices have energy because they're raw and they're live, but they also have a lot of sugar, and sugar is an acid, and that acid is going to activate the alkaline buffering system, the stomach, to neutralize that, which actually drains off some of your alkaline buffers. And so you're kind of going back and forth, trying to find that health, which you can never really own because you don't know how to own it. And the reason you don't know how to own it is because you're getting misinformation about the physiology of the body. The body is alkaline by design, and you cannot be putting fruit juices that are high sugar. Look at the back of the bottle. You look at the greens. For example, you look at the back of fresh green juice, has about 1 to 3 grams of sugar versus, let's say, orange juice, which is up in the 30 grams.
Yeah, that's right. That's huge.
It is huge.
So if you're subjected to type 2 diabetes, that's not good for you.
It's not good because when you're increasing the acid load, and you have to keep this in mind, because what I discovered while I was helping children with type 1 diabetes is that sugar, even glucose, is a metabolic waste product. The body doesn't run on sugar. I'll say it again. The body does not run on sugar. It does not run on glucose. It runs on electrons. We are electrical beings. We eat food for its electrical potential, not for its caloric value. Cooked food has lost its value in its energetic value. It's not totally lost, but it's lost it considerably. So when we're dealing with diabetics, and this was just an astounding discovery that I made, I had children who were getting off their insulin with a matter of days that had zero, listen to this, zero blood glucose. Now, a medical doctor says, that's impossible. A scientist said, that's impossible. It's not impossible when you're restoring the alkaline design of the body and you're putting electrons into the body as you're reversing out all the acids out of the body. You do not need sugar. Sugar, the body reacts to it. It's a stimulant, and the body's constantly trying to get rid of it. It's a waste product. It's like the exhaust that's coming out of the back of the car, the carbon monoxide. If the body doesn't have energy, you don't put more carbon monoxide in the car and say, well, geez, my car is not producing carbon monoxide. You put fuel in the form of energy into the car, and then it produces carbon monoxide. Sugar in the blood is a result of a metabolic process of the body utilizing energy. It's not a source of energy. It's the result of the body using energy.
Is it true that the body, the cell, will regenerate 6 weeks?
Well, you're producing stem cells. You're producing blood cells at a rate of 3 million per second. Body cells at 10 to 12 million per second. So what you eat, what you drink, and what you think is constantly affecting the quality of that stem cell in that blood, which happens, you Google it. This was discovered in 2010, that the foundational point for stem cell production is in the crypts of the small intestine, and that's why people can't gain weight. They can't gain weight is because, I want to put on weight, because they've damaged the intestinal villi and they don't have those that root system. You have to think, okay, plants have roots. The body has a root system, and that root system is the intestines. You have 27 feet of intestine with a surface area of 7,200 square feet.
All right, we're going to come back with you, Robert, in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're going to take final phone calls. I'll also tell you what's in store for the rest of the week on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Robert Young with us. Robert, the pH Miracle, where do you get the book?
Well, you can get it off our website at phmiracle.com, or you can go to amazon.com, or you can go to audible.com. I think Barnes & Noble is still in business, so I think barnesandnoble.com too as well. But or your local bookstore or health food store carries the pH Miracle, the pH Miracle for Diabetes, the pH Miracle for Weight Loss, and soon to be released, the pH Miracle for Cancer or Cancer is Curable Now.
Interesting. I love these little bookstores, these ma-and-pa stores. They're so cool, and I'm glad they're still there. Hey, before we take final calls, let's give a little credit to Shelley Redford Young. Who is Shelley Redford Young?
Well, Shelley is my wife. We've been partners in business.
Perfect.
And for the last, I think we've been married now for 38 years. And she handles the other side of the science, and she talks about when the science of food meets the taste of health, where she talks about all the different foods and recipes and books that she's written to really help people do this and make it simple from the kitchen. Now that the science is out there, how do we implement this in our life? I mean, we talked about vinegar. Well, what's the substitute for vinegar? It's lemon. Lemons and limes are alkalizing. It's the alkalizing choice to using vinegar. So if you've been using vinegar, give it up and use lemons and limes.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Lori in Asheville, North Carolina is with us. Hi, Lori, go ahead.
Wow, finally.
Yes, you've been on hold almost an hour.
I've been listening to you all this time, and I'm hearing you say that the only thing we can eat, basically, is vegetables and no sugar. But, however, what about all the other healthy foods, such as quinoa, blueberries, wild salmon, walnuts? This is all the things that I eat. And I haven't heard you mention a source of any kind of protein. I eat the wild Alaskan salmon. And is celery a good source of sodium?
Okay, answer your last question. Celery is a great source for sodium. Juice it, eat it. I love celery. Great for sodium ions, great for energizing the body. So that's great. As far as a great protein source, hemp. Hemp is one of the best concentrated source plant-based proteins without all the fiber or undigestible, unsoluble fibers that you get from animal proteins. I do like fish. For those who are not an alkalarian or a vegan, fish contains the omega-3 oils that are helpful in building the stem cell membranes. So they're flexible, they're polyunsaturated, and so they can actually make that lipid membrane that then produces the blood. So, you know, if you're not a vegan or a vegetarian, fish, the ones are the fatty fish like salmon is very good, trout, tuna, sea bass. These are some of those that I do recommend for the non-vegan, non-vegetarian. Unless you're dealing with some serious health challenge, then, of course, you have to give up the fish, too, as well, because you want to reduce all of the acidic contributing factors so that you can restore your health. But, you know, incorporating fish, of course, I don't eat any animal proteins, including fish, in my diet. This has been what I've chosen. But for those who have chosen something different, then you want to eat, you know, those proteins that don't produce a lot of acid. And of course, the fish that I mentioned is a good source of not just protein, but also the omega-3 oils.
Okay, let's go to Anaheim, California. Hey, Rick, you're up.
Hey, thank you guys for what you're doing. God bless you guys both.
Thank
My
you.
Question is, you talked a lot about bacteria and sugar. Have you heard of H. pylori? That was the first question. I had a PSA blood test. The doctor said I had this bacteria from eating bad meat. I found out he was wrong. I talked to another internist. He said the only way to conclusively tell if you have the live bacteria is with an endoscopy test. That only thing that shows up in the PSA is antibodies, which means you may have had H. pylori. So,
well, okay, you said a lot of things here. Antibodies are actually chelators of acid, number one. H. pylori is not a causative factor. It's actually a symptom of cellular breakdown. So bacteria doesn't invade cells. It actually comes out of the cell as a byproduct of cellular breakdown. In other words, if you think about foods, foods get moldy. You know, it's not mold that attacks food. It's part of the deterioration process. So bacteria, yeast, and molds are byproducts of cellular breakdown, not the cause of the cellular breakdown. So H. pylori, wherever it's found, in the stomach, in the prostate, wherever, is a result of cellular breakdown. Well, what's causing cellular breakdown? It's a four-letter word. Do you want to guess?
What is it?
Acid.
There it is again.
Lifestyle and diet.
Seems to be cropping up all the time.
Acid is the cause of all sickness and disease. How do you reduce it? We reduce it with an alkaline lifestyle. That is the treatment. There's one sickness.
Have you heard of
one disease? And there's one treatment.
What was that, Rick?
Have you heard of Manuka honey or mastic gum extract?
Well, I've heard of them. I haven't tested them, so I really can't comment on them.
Hey, well, the other comment I wanted to make, can you just touch on viruses? Because you're telling us how we can...
Well, virus is an interesting thing. Viruses is actually, from my perspective and my research that I've done, is crystallized acid. Takes on different forms. What invades the cell is metabolic or dietary acid. That's what disturbs and breaks down the genetic matter. Antibodies such as HIV is not an antigen. Antigen is something that would theoretically from a microbiology or a hematology sample, would invade the cell. The only thing in permeating the cell, just like alcohol can permeate cell membranes, so can nitric acid, so can citric acid, so uric acid, lactic acid permeates the cells. This is what causes the breakdown of the DNA. Okay, how do we prevent that? So when we're talking about viruses, we're talking about poison. Virus or virus is a Latin word which means poison. It's not the snake bite that kills, it's the venom that kills. And that venom, which is an acid, is what destroys cells. If we're dealing with a viral condition, and I HIV, for example, and I was in Milan, with Nobel Prize winner Luc Montier. We lectured together. He has left that theory. HIV theory. He's left the bacterial theory, and he's moved to China, he's left Paris, you know, because he's realizing that antioxidants, which are chelators of acid, he realizes that diet and lifestyle makes a huge difference in the way we feel. So when we're dealing with viruses, we're dealing with accumulated acids that the body hasn't gotten rid of. And the body will solidify and crystallize these acids, kind of like snowflakes. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of snowflakes. They come in different patterns. We can name them, but what's the point? You know, the point is we understand how they're created. How are viruses created? They're created through an acidic lifestyle and diet. How do we deal with them? We neutralize those acids, and we get rid of them. And then what happens is the antibodies, like HIV or hepatitis C, these antibodies start reducing because we're now taking a proactive approach in minimizing the actual cause of what we are experiencing in the symptomology. And we're then supporting the immune system so that doesn't become deficient by approaching it through an alkaline lifestyle and diet.
Are other doctors, other medical people, practitioners talking about pH?
Absolutely. It's getting very, very popular. In fact, a study that was just done by Oxford University is showing, and we've got universities that are studying pH. They're injecting sodium bicarbonate in tumors and finding they're shrinking. The research has already established that when we're dealing with cancerous conditions, to actually prevent metastatic cancer or the spread of cancer, we're using pH as a retardant to actually prevent metastasis in cancer. So pH is becoming very, very popular. The universities around the world are studying it. I've listed many of these papers on my blog at articlesofhealth.blogspot.com, so you can read this, and you're going to garner this information, empower yourself to understand the true physiology, this new biology, this new way of living, eating, and thinking.
Let's go to Sue now in Lakewood, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I love your show, and I think more people should be listening to it during the daytime.
We will take over the airwaves everywhere.
I hope so. While I was waiting, and your guest is absolutely, absolutely interesting, very informative, I've been drinking a diet soda, and I just happened to look at the ingredients, and one of them is phosphoric acid and citric acid.
There you go.
I'm like,
those are two acids that destroy your health. But you know, soda pop, the biggest acid in soda pop is the carbonic acid, which destroys your health. So you got carbonic acid, you got phosphoric acid, you got citric acid. Then on top of that, you've got some form of sugar, either artificial or natural sweetener, which is also another acid. And I'll tell you, the pH of soda pop is 2.5. You might as well take a gun and put it to your head and pull the trigger.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do that. But I do have two questions and a comment.
Sure.
First question is, and I haven't heard anybody ask this, and I'm dead serious about it. Do you have some sort of plan for pets? My little dog that's supposed to last 20 years is 10 years old, and she's getting warts everywhere. She eats California Natural. That's like one of the best foods you can buy for a dog.
You know, animals have blood. Animals have a system in their body.
They need to be alkalined, right?
They need to be alkaline. When you start having your dog, just simple, you'll find this whole thing change for your dog with the warts. When that dog starts drinking alkaline water, you can put it out. We've already done this study. We put out acid water, we put out tap water, and we put out alkaline water. You can just set it right out there for the animals. They will not drink the acid water, they will not drink the tap water, and they will drink the alkaline water, even bottled water, the same way. They won't drink this stuff. They will always go to this functionally structured alkaline water with a pH 9.5. When you start drinking that kind of water yourself and your animals, you will watch yourself get healthy.
All right. So is there a formula for the acid or the water for pets, or is it the same thing as humans?
It's the same thing as humans. They're also alkaline by design.
All right.
Isn't that wonderful? They're just little smaller little organized matters. You know, we're a little bit bigger than them, but, you know, everything that I talk about in my book is based upon 154 pounds. So you just have to downsize everything to whatever size the animal is or whatever size the human is, you know. And here again, we do use this program to reverse cancer and diabetes and warts in animals as we do in humans.
All right, let's go to our first-time caller, Justin in Indiana. Hello, Justin. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Long-time listener.
Thank you, Justin.
Doctor, I'm a 33-year-old quadriplegic with severe neuropathy and severe digestion problems, and I was wondering if you have anything you can do about that.
Well, I can't necessarily reverse something like the condition that you have, but we can improve the quality of your health. We can improve your digestion, because when we understand that digestion is a process of how we masticate food, when you start liquefying food, if I just simply put you on a liquid diet for a couple of weeks, you're going to feel outstanding, because you can't digest food, okay? And when you eat a lot of solid food, it goes in like lumps and it comes out like lumps. So I like to say soft serve in, soft serve out. Okay, and that's the way it should be. And the color should be green, not brown. So if you're not pooing green, something is wrong here. So you want to be putting in more green alkaline foods, okay, that are pureed or liquefied for you to help restore health to your entire alimentary canal. And realize that you need more alkalinity. Something as simple as taking alkaline water, putting some sodium bicarbonate in there and drinking that throughout the day will help you too as well.
Let's go to Long Beach, California. Davita is with us. Way West.
George.
Hi.
Yes, thank you so much for what you do for humanity.
You are.
Day after day after day after day.
Just churning them out.
That's for sure. I'm wondering, is there any way, does the doctor have any little pamphlet he can send out, or way you get this by buying the book?
He's got a great website. Have you been to it?
I don't have anything.
Oh, you don't have a computer?
No.
So, Robert, I guess what? Just the book for people without the computer?
Well, the book or the audio book, yes, that would be helpful. As far as I'm trying to think of something else, if they're not on the Internet, that would be helpful. We do have a small little pamphlet.
What about speaking engagements? Do you talk?
Well, I do. I speak around the world, and I'm going to be speaking at the Health Freedom Expo.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Hey, we'll meet. That's
finally. I didn't know you were there. I didn't see you there.
The Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California on March 1st and 2nd.
Well, we've got to meet. This is fun.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
I've got a huge panel there. You should be on the panel.
Well, thank you. I it would be an honor to be on a panel that you're part of. Thank you very much.
So you will, she's in Long Beach too, so she can.
Well, if you're in Long Beach, come and see us. It doesn't cost any money, does it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they charge to get in.
Oh, they charge. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I like free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff, you know, and you know, we do have free brochures that we could send you. You know, if you call our office, we can send you out a little pamphlet or something. We'd love to do that.
So, boy, you look around for me. I'll be there both days.
Great. George, I look forward to meeting you there on March 1st.
I'll be the guy who will look green by the time you see me.
No. Well, I have a little tint of green, too, so we'll match.
Next up, we go to Michelle, Niagara Falls. Hey, Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have some calcified discs in my fusing in my neck, and I have some degenerated discs. So I want to know if can you rebuild a degenerated disc. And when
yes.
I take calcium supplements, the calcification in my neck builds up more and it gets worse, and I start getting pressure under the base of the skull.
Absolutely. Yeah, I understand this. I dealt with this personally. Yeah, I had herniated disc, and the option was surgery or fusing the discs together or a alkaline diet and lifestyle. And this will help you dramatic. Any crystallization of acid can build up on the joints and cause this calcification. And you want to stop the calcification. All it is like barnacles on a boat. You know, it's the body trying to prevent acids from breaking things down. Because acids do break things down, and the body responds to that. It responds by solidifying those acids to protect you. So you want to stop that whole process, even though it's protective. And the way you do it is stop the acid diet. Stop the acid going in. Start exercising. And start taking supplements that will alkalize the body fluids and help build healthy blood. And, yes, you can recalcify. You know, and build up healthy bones and healthy nerves. And all this can happen when we understand that the blood is the primary stem cell for producing new muscle, new bone, new nerves. And the quality of those blood, the quality of that blood will determine the quality of the body cells. So this would be perfect for you to get on. I know what that feels like personally because I had an injury to my neck and was dealing with my vertebrae and these problems and the pain that's associated with that. But you can flat out reverse this.
You sure can. And as we wrap up, only about 30 seconds left, Robert, would you give out your website, please?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. The website is phmiracle.com, just like the book PH Miracle, phmiracle.com. And there's a lot of information there, articles. We do have a blog there that you can and information about ionization and a lot of free information. And I love giving this information out, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Pull out those test strips, huh?
Get the test strips and find out very simply how acid or how alkaline you are, and start managing your health and take charge of your health.
You have to. We have to. Nobody else will help you. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Montessor, Stephanie Smith, George Knapp, John B. Wells, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.